I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Major League Baseball is thinking about realignment. Rob Manfred had spoken about it. Here's the commish.
Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. Can you see that down the road?
I can. I think that the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim,
yes,
would be two West Coast teams. And that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
And as Lima says, you don't get to hear the beat drop. Audio courtesy of ESPN. The media brethren over at Fox actually came up with potential realignment. They have, in the American League, they still have the Guardians in the American League. Can't say the same for the Chicago White Sox, by the way. They have put them in the National League. This is what Fox Sports, MLB on Fox, put out there on social media about 13 hours ago. But they have the AL Northeast, AL Mid-Atlantic, AL Great Lakes, AL Southeast. You want to hear who's in the AL Great Lakes, the American League Great Lakes Division?
Sure, I want to see who we're going to be playing against the most here. The Great Lakes.
Detroit Tigers, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Minnesota Twins.
All right, so that's our division, what, five teams?
You are not in that division. It is a four-team division. They have the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Great Lakes, and the Southeast. They have put two new teams in. They have a Charlotte team in the AL Southeast. They have a Portland team in the NL Northeast, Northwest. You are in the AL Mid-Atlantic. All this time, I didn't realize we were more Ric Flair than Great Lakes. We are in the same division as Pittsburgh. Okay, the Nationals would switch to the American League, and the Baltimore Orioles. So they've decided to protect because you have the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs in the same division. All right, makes sense. By the way, in the AL Northeast, they have the Mets and Yankees both in there. I mean, this is a pretty wild concept of all together, because I just would not want to put the same city's teams in the same division in the same side. I do think part of this, I do believe, is branding. I believe there are some teams that should be safe in branding. I am willing to switch to the National League. I know the Guardians have been around for 100 years. I'm willing to switch to the National League. The Mid-Atlantic, I don't know. I don't know if people at Fox or the person who put this together, which is probably the same age as Gabe over here, realize where Cleveland actually is. We're not a mid-Atlantic state.
Well, yeah, they because
we're on the Great Lakes. It's literally on the Great Lakes. I can see Lake Erie.
So when most people refer to where Cleveland is, you hear Midwest. That is, even though we're in the Eastern time zone, which has always been interesting, I think, to some people. They
some
don't
people
realize.
Think we are Central Time. I've had friends in New York who are like Infinity Sports Network who thought I was Central Time.
But they've got, in the NL West, they've got the Cubs, they've got the White Sox, they've got the Cards, and they've got the Reds. They don't have an AL Midwest. Instead, they went with the Southeast, Mid-Atlantic, Northeast, and the Great Lakes. So there's not a Midwest combination there. You would think, okay, well, the Great Lakes. Well, obviously, Minnesota, Toronto, Milwaukee. I guess Detroit's not technically on a Great Lake.
I mean, it's
right there.
Yeah,
I mean, Lake Erie kind of squeezes
Detroit's
up north
not on
into.
A great, wait a
well,
minute.
It's Lake St. Clair and then a tributary that flows down south.
A tributary?
Yes, and then flows down south into Lake Erie.
Well, into Windsor.
You see how it is. You see when you pull up a map. We represent Lake Erie. We are on Lake Erie.
He's right. It is a tributary that flows on down into Lake Erie. Yeah, we're on Lake Erie.
Yeah, we are on Lake Erie. So maybe they don't mean it.
You can't leave us out of the Great Lakes division.
No.
You're on a Great Lake. You can't do that. Where's Toronto? Toronto is on Lake Ontario,
yeah,
right?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're on Lake Ontario. So they're on a Great Lake. That makes sense. Where the hell is Minneapolis, Minnesota at? They're not. They're like 150
they
miles
are.
Away from a Great Lake.
They're very. Duluth. If we were talking about Duluth, then we could extol the virtues of Lake Superior.
I've been to Lake Superior. It's a hell of a lake. It is superior to the other lakes.
Looks beautiful
it
up
is
there.
In the name. See, that's where it gets it. If the name is superior, then it should be superior to the other lakes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If it's the Great Lakes division, it should include teams that are on the Great Lakes. Yeah. The Guardians are on the Great Lakes. The Minnesota Twins, I'm sorry, are not on the Great Lakes. Put them somewhere else. I know you guys can't find a place to put them because this is where it seems to be where you've just taken the Guardians and Twins. And I don't know if the people who put this together know even where Minnesota is because it just seems they're willing to stick anybody anywhere. That's my issue that I might have. So it is a bit humbling in some way our life revolves around Cleveland sports teams and the Cleveland Guardians. And
so here
it seems that some 20-something-year-old who just got out of college who put this together on social media doesn't know where the hell we are.
They didn't do a very good flow chart. Because
my whole life is revolved around here.
Had they have done a flow chart and known anything about what I think fans have been asking for, fans, when we do this every time we talk about what division should we be in if we could make up a division, What do you always hear? You always hear
it's Pittsburgh, the same as the NFL.
But Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now, Baltimore, whatever. They're in our NFL division. I don't necessarily think the Orioles should be in our division, but whatever. It's not going to be perfect. Where it gets interesting is Washington. Now, that would be a fun trip, right? That would be a fun trip.
Would it?
Yeah, I love going to D.C. Now, I know one cable network is telling me D.C. is the most dangerous place on the planet.
You know,
and now, you know, apparently the monuments. Apparently the monuments are under attack.
I've been hearing some things.
They're like in Georgetown. Yes, that's where the crime is.
They make a lot of good points.
But anyway, I wouldn't mind that being... I think that'd be an interesting...
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, okay, Tone? Damn it.
I wouldn't mind that. I think that's an interesting road trip, because that's what we're talking about here, road trips. Like, would you rather go to D.C. or Toronto? I'd rather go to probably D.C., but Toronto's a nice city. I'd probably rather go to D.C.
You want to go to Baltimore on a road trip?
Don't have to worry about customs. Okay, my sister, believe it or not, has been raving for work. She's had to go.
I found one.
She's had to go to work to Baltimore a bunch, and she found a couple nice pockets that she loves going to with good food. But I don't think that's a road trip. Like, you'd take D.C. over Baltimore.
You would, because there's more monuments and more history there. I ain't got nothing. The actual city of Baltimore, I ain't got nothing against. Every city has its good and bad parts. But I don't want to go on a road trip to Baltimore. I don't think that Baltimore people in Baltimore are like, yeah, we got to go on a road trip.
So what would be your road trip cities that you'd be like, all right, that would be fun to have them in the same division so we can go to their ballpark?
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, Toronto? Right. I need a passport to get in there, but I mean...
It's the only problem, yeah.
Just going up there on Sunday.
Yep.
See Oasis. So, yeah, I mean... As long as I got my passport ready, Toronto. That should be
now,
the Great Lakes.
How balanced are the schedules going to be? So does it even matter who's in your division in terms of the amount of times you go there? So are we going to... Is it still going to be interleague play, I imagine, right? They're still going to want all the... When they expand all of this. I guess what I'm surprised
is... interleague play.
Do you even need the four divisions in each of the ALNL or East-West, whatever you're going to do?
No.
Do you even need it? Why not just four divisions total? What is the point of having all these micro divisions?
I guess that's a great point. Maybe because of travel, because you'd play those teams more.
As I said, I don't understand the point in the NFL. And I know I take heat every time
I say you do.
I don't understand why we're still doing this in the NFL.
Honestly, if we would have won a couple of more division championships since 1989, I think that we would have a different view on that. Like if you were Baltimore, Pittsburgh fans, or even Cincinnati fans, they've won a few. But if you were a Baltimore or Pittsburgh fan, I think you'd go, yeah, I don't care. Because you've won the division a bunch of times. You don't care. We haven't won one since 89. I'd like to win one because it'd be a start. Do you think Arch Manning said it to weed out the dummies? Play this audio of Arch Manning yesterday. He says, Archie, the granddad, the patriarch, he doesn't know where he got that from that he might not come out for this year's draft.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that. But I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
You think he might have done that to weed out the dummies?
I think he's probably annoyed that everybody's speaking for him.
Grandpa?
Yeah, that probably can't be great. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to make my own decision. I'm not allowed to
even Papa?
Be independent. Do you want your grandfather speaking for you? I know a lot of people out there that don't even want any relationship with their grandparents.
The one grandfather I would not want speaking for me, that's for damn sure. And I've told you stories off air about that one. He's a grown man, technically. Do you think there's some trouble within the family then? Because we never thought about this. We always have thought, like, Archie, whose sons are Peyton and Eli, there's going to be some manipulation. But there's a generation that's separating, and he is Cooper's son. He may very well go, hey, man, I respect you. You're not going to control my future. Now, I don't know how that's going to work. Because it seems to be where he is the strong one of the family, Archie is. Maybe that's some rebelliousness. I don't know. I got another theory about it. I'd like to share that in 5 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.